Welcome to Relate Higher, a podcast dedicated to providing the leading standard in conscious higher relating and to teaching you a conscious framework for all of your relationships. This is your go-to resource for developing meaningful, conscious relationships across your life. I'm your host, award-winning relationship coach and consultant and former family lawyer, Letitia Ringe. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'll be talking you through one of our primary ways of supporting our clients in creating the thriving, conscious, successful relationships that they desire across their life as a whole. That includes your romantic relationships, your friendships, your family, and your professional relationships. And that is through conscious relationship coaching. Before we dive into conscious relationship coaching specifically, let's first talk about the five barriers that stand in the way of our thriving, successful conscious relationships. The first is our relationships are the most important area of our life. However, they are the area that typically we give the least amount of education, focus, attention, and intention to. The reason they're the most important area of our life is because our relationships impact our success in every area of our life. They also impact our health, our well-being, and also our access to opportunities. Because relationships are a form of abundance. They give us opportunities and access to experiences that we wouldn't have had we not had those relationships. And then on top of that, they enhance our enjoyment of those experiences because of the relationships we're able to form and nurture and utilize within the experiences we have with people. And people are in every part of our life. So every category of our life, across the seven categories in our life, relationships are fundamental. And to us as individuals, they are also fundamental to our thriving on a mental level, also on a physical level in terms of our safety and security and nervous system, as well as on an intuitive level. We want to be connected to people. We want community. We need this in order to have this feeling of being supported and that we're thriving and abundant in order to learn more about ourselves. And in fact, it's been proven again and again that the more we allow ourselves to rely on other people, the more connected we are, the better we're able to go out there into the world and assert ourselves and our independence in more and increased ways. So it's the most important area of our life. It's a form of abundance. It enhances our enjoyment of all of our experiences. It allows us to learn about ourselves. It impacts all the different areas of your life, your finances, your home, your friendships, family, all your relationships, and yet we spend the least amount of attention on this area. Why? Well, it's kind of taken as a given that we'll just be great at relationships. And as you can see from that approach, it's taken us to where we are today, which is that a lot of people are still, even though we are the most connected than ever, have the most people around, the most access to people with online, etc., and social media, people feel the most alone and depressed and disconnected, and that they don't have these relational needs being met, like the need for meaningful connection, for depth and intimacy, the need to feel truly seen and heard, to feel truly supported. We're so bombarded and busy in life that we don't have the time and space to focus on our relationships. And this is a problem because your relationships, just like any area of your life, they need to be nurtured and cared for. They need resources, they need skills, they need education, they need your focus, your consciousness, your awareness, your care. And we can only do that through giving them the attention that they need. So that's the first problem. Not only have they got the least amount of all of these things I've just mentioned, but they're also the most important part of our life. The second problem is, while they're the most important part of our life, we also have the most conditioning when it comes to our relationships. And this is because where we learn how to be in relationships with others begins from the moment that we're born. Because of the nature of being a human, when we're born, we're completely dependent on the adults in our life or our caregivers, which tend to be our parents or other significant people in your life who you're relating with from the moment you're born. you as a child are absorbing everything to do with relationships and learning about the world from that age. And so you learn what it means to be in a relationship from that age, which means all of the power is in the hands of the people who happen to be in your life at that time. And on top of that, you are a child viewing and learning and educating yourself on relationships through a lens of vulnerability, where you don't have the ability or experience or awareness yet to filter through what you're learning and decide, is this supportive or is this not supportive? So you're just absorbing everything that you learn, taking it as this is just the way we do things. And then as you grow up and move into your life, by that stage, you've just habituated all of these patterns and programs and behaviors so that they become unconscious. You're not even aware that you're doing them. And then you bring them throughout the rest of your life. You bring them into adulthood. And then you get to where you are now, where you're realizing, hey, I want to have better relationships. But not only am I finding that I'm not creating that, I'm also finding that I myself am standing in the way of those relationships through my own behavior. One of the biggest discoveries we've made over at Relate Higher is that any relational desire or need that is not being met that one of our clients has is directly linked to a protective pattern that was learned as a child to get a need met that was not being met at that time. What this means is the person has learned how to meet a need through a limiting pattern that at the same time as meeting that need in a way that's not truly supportive of that person, it also directly blocks the fulfillment of their other core needs and desires. So think about a need or a desire in your life. Don't worry about the difference between the two. Something you really, really want in a relationship. And then think about what your protective pattern could be that's standing in the way of having that need met. For instance, if you have a deep desire to feel seen and heard, you might have a protective pattern that's happening unconsciously where you do not allow yourself to be seen and heard in your relationships. You shut down, you don't use your voice, you people please, perhaps you micromanage. It shows up in all sorts of different patterns. And because of that behavior, you don't allow the other person in the relationship the opportunity to see and hear you. This means no matter how hard you try, how many relationships you enter into, you do not get that desire met. And that's a real problem and a real shame because we take this approach where it's, hey, I'll just look for new people and then I'll finally land on the one or the right people who will make me feel seen and heard. But the problem is you're solving the wrong problem. So in conscious relationship coaching, one of the areas that we're working on together is we're getting clear on what those limiting relational patterns are that are blocking your core desires and needs. And this is a really important part of the process, and it takes some time and space to unpick and to relearn and decondition in order to set new supportive ways of relating because they've become unconscious and have been repeated since you were a child. So it takes time and space and conscious attention and effort on a three system basis, mind, body, and intuition, to change those long-standing patterns. Okay, the third reason that we block ourselves from creating the thriving, successful relationships we desire is a lack of education. So not only do we have the most amount of conditioning, and it's the most important area of our life, fundamental to our happiness, success, fulfillment in life, as well as our opportunities and enjoyment of those opportunities. In addition, we also experience the least amount of formal education on this subject. We're all plopped into a school, which is where through experience we start relating with other people. And this is where we continue to bring the patterns we learned through our families and caregivers into our relationships with other people at school and our teachers. Not only that, but all of the people you're relating with there are also bringing all of their own protective patterns and programs that they've learned through their caregivers. And so we're in this situation together where we've learned unconsciously patterns that limit connection and disconnect us. And that's really the learning ground. There's no formal education around how to have great relationships with one another. And if there is any education, it's on a very superficial and not in any in-depth way or to any high standard. And that's exactly what we're committed to changing over here at Relate Higher. This is your place to go and get yourself educated, not only on how to have good relationship skills, but how to have the higher relating, conscious, leading standard relationship skills. And we need you in order to change this lack of education. Every single person who goes out and educates themselves on this subject then gets to go back into their community and be an example of that, which is what is mirroring to everyone around them the possibility. So now we have examples of what relationships can look like, and then more people are realizing, hey, I want to raise my standard of relationships too, which is great for you and everyone else that you're relating with. So we want to be active in our education. We want to go out there and get the education we need because we didn't get it as we were growing up, or it was put in the hands of people who weren't being intentional about the education they were giving you. Now, in addition to just upskilling ourselves on relationship skills, we also want to make sure it's not just the relationship education that meets a kind of okay standard. We want to get innovative. We want to evolve this education. We want to meet it to your definition for success, as well as thinking about new possibilities. What else is possible in relationships? I mean, we don't spend any time thinking about this as a collective, and this is what we want to change. Now, also, our education is typically taught in a way where it's focused on the individual and not on the collective. So we don't learn how to think in a collaborative way. And this is something that will enhance your ability to go out in the world and make things happen, including things like businesses, teams, projects, anything that requires you to have support from others, including parenting. So learning how to work with other people and in teams and educating yourself on that is how you become a great leader, and it's also how you get what you need to get done. Now, the fourth problem is that we also have a lack of attention. We are so busy in our lives, especially today, that we think, well, I can't give any more space and time to any other areas in my life, including my relationships, even though they're the most important. So we let other areas of our life get that attention first. Like for a lot of people, being coached on in terms of a health goal or a business goal or a career goal, that's a no-brainer. But your relationships, we can't see the need. So it's really, really important to understand the link that your relationships impact every area of your life. They're almost the foundation. So if you focus on your relationships and you give it the space and time and focus it needs to be upskilled for you to become self-aware and for you to learn, that will impact every other area of your life. The fifth reason is that we also spend the least amount of intention on our relationships. It is very rare to hear someone say, well, I've just started this new relationship with a partner romantically or a business partner, or a friendship, or a family, and this is what we're creating together. These are our intentions. This is why I'm in this relationship, and this is why that person is in this relationship. We rarely get intentional about how those intentions have changed. We rarely check in and see, are we actually meeting these intentions? What are we learning here together? This is a revolutionary way to approach relationships, and that's exactly what we're teaching here at Relate Higher and in conscious relationship coaching, because it's a completely new way to look at your relationships. But in our opinion, it is the only way to create the thriving, successful relationships we desire. Because the alternative is to do what we've all already been doing, which is to go with the flow and just see if it all works out. But where that's gotten us as a society is we're more disconnected than ever before, lacking meaning and meaningful connection to each other, feeling lonely, feeling depressed, feeling unhealthy, even though we have access to all of these people. Why is that? It's because we don't know how to connect on a meaningful level. And we've also got all of this conditioning that keeps us all as individuals separated from each other, and coming from a fear-based perspective, leading the way. So the solution to these five problems is to prioritize your relationship life as one of the most important areas of your life to give it the nurturing, care, time, attention, and intention that it is needed to educate and upskill yourself, to build your self-awareness, and to enter into an intentional and conscious process to support your relationships to thrive. And this is what we're doing through conscious relationship coaching. So conscious relationship coaching is our primary way of supporting our clients to create the thriving relationships they desire. You will be introduced to our three-part framework that we've spoken about before on the podcast. You'll remember the three elements to creating successful, thriving relationships are: one, entering into conscious relationship with other people in your life. So we use a tool called the Conscious Relationship Container. This was created by me as a structure, as a process to hold you and your relationships in a conscious manner. Now, the reason we need this tool is because if you don't have a process and a structure to keep you in this conscious container, then what you'll do is you might start off a relationship with clear intentions, but then as you're out in the moment relating with that particular person or with that particular area, you will drop back into unconscious patterns, those patterns that you learned as a child, those patterns that you've been repeating throughout your life up until this point, and those patterns that are blocking the very relational needs and desires that you want met. So you need a clear process that's going to bring you back into intention, that's going to have you tuning in, that's going to have you connecting with each other and in a conscious and intentional way throughout the journey of your relationship. And that's what the Conscious Relationship Container provides you. Secondly, you have to step into conscious relationship with yourself. If you are not aware of what you need in a relationship truly, not what you think you need, but what you actually need, if you're not aware of how you function as a human in terms of your mind, your body, your intuition, or your soul, if you're not aware of how transformation works and the time it needs to change these long-standing patterns, if you're not aware of yourself in a relationship and even in your life, then you will not be able to hold that conscious space with anyone else. And to be a leader in terms of your professional capacity or any other area of your life, maybe a leader within your family, you have to be able to be not only aware of yourself, but also have the ability to expand your awareness and be conscious and aware of what the other people in the relationship or the business or the team need, and to be aware of what the relationship itself needs to thrive. And so that is a skill that only happens through self-awareness and through stepping into conscious relationship with yourself. So our process not only supports you to be in conscious relationship with others through the Conscious Relationship Container tool and process, but you also learn how to be in conscious relationship with yourself. And a lot of this work is also not only through the structure of a container, but also through the process of coaching. You will learn how to spot your blind spots through being coached by another person who is able to ask powerful questions and hold space for you to understand more about your patterns and programs and to spot them. Because when we're up close to the details, we can't notice anything different because we're so used to looking at the world through the same lens. Add another person who's a trained coach to support you to expand your awareness and start thinking about other possibilities, you will start to see yourself and also what's possible in entirely new ways. And this is why coaching is so incredibly valuable and successful and needed when we're talking about an area that has the most importance and the least amount of education and the most amount of conditioning. So that's what conscious relationship coaching offers for you. And then you learn the ability to start coaching yourself in those moments. You learn how to expand your awareness, to pause when you're in an unconscious relational response that is limiting you. You learn through being coached how to then coach yourself as you continue throughout your life's journey, because you will need to continually do the ongoing work to be conscious and self-aware. Now, the third element is about approaching where you are right now in your relationship cycle consciously. And the reason for this is that unless you meet where you are in each of your individual relationships in the cycle consciously, you'll try to go somewhere else in the cycle, but you'll keep finding you come up against yourself. You keep getting stuck. There's something that you're missing. There's something that you're skipping, and that is being where you are right now, meeting where you are, and using the purpose, receiving the gifts, overcoming the challenges of where you are now so that you can move to the next phase of the relationship cycle. So whatever relationship you want to work on, or whichever one you choose to work on, you will learn a process for meeting where you are right now that's specific to that particular part of the relationship cycle so that you can get the effect of what that part of the cycle is there to give you, and then through meeting that, be able to move to other parts of the relationship cycle. And so we've created a whole series of tools and processes to support each of these phases across all the different relationship areas, and that's something that you get in conscious relationship coaching. So with these three elements combined, you end up with a container with coaching and also with tools to support you in stepping into conscious relationship with yourself and others. And this solves the problem because it allows you to now give the time and attention and focus to your relationships. When you also focus on one relationship in your life or one area, it supports all other areas in your life, because as you unblock a pattern and then change that pattern into something supportive, and you get more clarity about what you're like generally within this relationship area or relationship in your life, you'll then learn more about yourself and develop new habits that will affect your other relationships. So you really just start with the area or the relationship that you most want to focus on now, and it supports you across all other relationships in your life, giving you the skills in real time and the education that's needed for you and your circumstances to have your relationships thrive and to meet your personal definition for success. So conscious relationship coaching is our way of doing that. And if you're interested in finding out more as it currently stands at the time that you're listening to this episode or watching this episode, you can head to www.relatehigher.com/coaching. There you'll find our current way for executing our conscious relationship coaching, because of course we're always refining the process as we move along. And you'll also find the link there to move yourself forward to be considered for conscious relationship coaching. So there you go, my beautiful friends. That's the way to fast track your success to creating the thriving relationships you desire. And you'll also have the support of this podcast to continue moving you through an intentional process designed to transform and improve the quality of your relationships. I'll see you in our next episode. Thank you for listening to Relate Higher, your go-to resource for learning how to consciously approach all of your relationships. To deepen your learning and practice, make sure you're subscribed to receive the Relate Higher community newsletter. This is a weekly newsletter sent to you every Monday, providing further coaching and education to support your relationships. Subscribe at relatehigher.com/community. And if you haven't yet left a 5-star review for the podcast, we ask that you please do that now so that this podcast can reach other listeners who also want to learn and practice conscious higher relating. Because remember, the more people who learn, the better relationships we all enjoy.